Good morning to each of you. It's a blessing to be here with you all. Thank you for those thoughts, Alan. Those verses blessed me in just the power that God gives over the sin and the lust. And also, it's good to see Nicholas and the family again. It seems like it's been not too long, but when I actually figured out how long it was, it's been a while since I've seen them. So my thoughts this morning are combine a few different things that have been going through my mind the last week or so. And so the title of my few thoughts I gave is, Am I a Healthy Christian? It's a question that I've been challenging myself with. So the question I would like to ask us, am I a healthy Christian? Am I just barely making it, or am I always looking for new and exciting things, or am I fulfilled in Christ? Am I starving my spiritual man by not feeding from the Word of God? These are questions I had to ask myself. Then we had some things going on at home. There's a calf we had that wasn't doing the best, and it got me thinking, am I just surviving or am I thriving in my Christian walk? And so, I don't know if whoever has dealt with cows probably knows about it's a bovine respiratory disease. And anyway, it makes them, gets in their lungs and makes sure they can't get enough air, I think. And I don't know what all it does, but anyway, it makes them cough and they get weaker. And so we had a calf that was doing this, and we were trying to gave it some shots, and it kind of hung on to life for probably about a week, but it wasn't very healthy. And over that time, I was thinking, it was still alive for a period there, but it wasn't thriving, it was just surviving. And I just had to think of that in my spiritual life. Am I just getting enough to survive, or am I actually growing and thriving? The question I had to ask myself, am I thriving? Am I just surviving, or am I just surviving? If that is the case, when the tough times come, I probably won't make it. If I'm just surviving, if it gets harder, then I'm probably not going to make it, because I'm just right at that line. And then I have some scriptures I'd like to read that have blessed me, encouragement to press in. And I printed them off, so I might not have time to turn to them all, but I'll try to give the reference. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That verse has always blessed me. Just that God has not, we don't have to be living in fear, but just knowing the power of God and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 2, verse 1 to 4. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. In the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. 2 Timothy. So I got quite a few verses from Timothy. It's been a book, 2 Timothy. It's been a book that I've been listening to and appreciate a lot of. So I'm going to be just reading random verses in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. That's a sobering thing. 2 Timothy 2, 15 to 18. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. 2 Timothy 2:22-26. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And then 2 Timothy 3:13, but evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. We see that around us. It seems like the world is getting darker and darker and darker. And may we continue to build our lives in the Word of God and not be deceived as they are. 2 Timothy 3, chapter 3, 14 to 17. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And it's just a blessing for me to stop and think that just of how the Word of God is profitable just for everything that we need in life. It gives wisdom for that. We have a book that's called The Power for True Success, and I there's a little part in there I read that I appreciated, and I thought went a little bit along with what I was my thoughts here. So it says several Hebrew and Greek words are translated diligence in the Bible. They communicate such concepts as rising early. So it's saying what pretty much describing diligence. It They communicate such concepts as rising early, searching out with painstaking effort, being earnest, eager, and determined, working swiftly, skillfully, and efficiently, and pursuing a task promptly and energetically. One of the richest words, pictures of diligence, is found in the Hebrew word chervatz. It signifies a trench that is dug or gold that is mined. In California Gold Rush in 1849 provides a powerful illustration of diligence. Men living on the East Coast drop everything and rush to the West Coast to dig for gold. They work swiftly and thoroughly without regard for personal weariness or sacrifice. They were motivated to work because they visualized what they could do with the gold they discovered. If this same energy and motivation is invested in every project that we undertake, the quality of diligence will be seen and honored. So that just blessed me that is diligent. Some men can show a lot of diligence for physical wealth or gain, but can we show that much diligence for the kingdom of God? I have a few more verses. Ephesians 6:10-18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Those verses have always blessed me and challenged me. And just especially the faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And it has blessed me to see the word of God as a sword, as it describes there. I have a few verses in 1 Timothy 4:12-16. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which is given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. So if we continue in the what we've been taught, we'll both save ourselves and them that hear us. My last verse I'd like to read is 2 Timothy 4:7-8. And my desire for this verse is that may we be able to say this with Paul. I think Paul wrote this. And may this be our goal. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me yet that day. And not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing.